Chapter 3. The barbarian was at her gate. Piper's stomach plummeted.
How did you get in the building?
He regarded her with the golden brown eyes of a wolf ready to devour his prey. Not because the wolf was hungry, but just for the hell of it.
Your downstairs neighbors are Stars fans.
They weren't the only ones. Bernie squawked as though she'd laid an egg.
Cooper Graham!
She jumped up from the couch, agile as a teenager.
Oh, I wish Howard was here. Oh, my goodness.
Cooper tipped his head to her.
Ma'am?
Howard was a Bears fan like Piper,
Bernie told him.
But I was born in the Western Burbs in the days when hardly anybody lived out there. I'm Bernie Berkowitz. Bernadette, really. I've been a Stars fan from the beginning, and Howard always rooted for the Stars, unless they were playing the Bears.
She amended.
Understandable.
He was all celebrity graciousness, waiting patiently as she rambled on. Jen, in the meantime, crossed her very shapely legs, dangled her pump from one toe, and swished her dark hair away from her face, waiting to be noticed. Amber, however, was mystified. She could name every obscure composer from the past four centuries, but she barely knew Chicago even had professional sports teams. Bernie was still gushing.
Oh, my, Piper, you said you had an important client, but I had no idea.
I'm not a client of Miss Dove's.
Cooper stomped on her name as if it were a cockroach.
I'm the person she was hired to investigate.
Thank you, Officer Hottie, for your big mouth. Bernie sputtered, then turned accusing eyes on Piper.
Really, Piper? Why were you investigating Cooper?
While Piper tried to unlock her jaw, Jen rose gracefully from the couch. Jennifer McLeish, Channel 8 Weather. We met at the Children's Charities Holly Ball last year, but I'm sure you don't remember.
Of course I do.
His hand engulfed hers.
It's good to see you again, Miss McLeish, although I can't say much for the company you keep.
Amber dashed toward the door.
I'll leave.
Not you, Amber, Jen said. He's talking about Piper. Graham nodded.
That's true.
Piper took a slug of beer, wishing it were the Stoli. Bernie couldn't stand Amber's ignorance.
Amber, this is Cooper Graham.